Good morning. Welcome to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. 850-437-1620 if you want to be part of the conversation today. I'm your host, PJ. In the studio with me is Robbie Mott from Trek Bicycle of Pensacola. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, PJ. How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing great. How about yourself?
Isn't the weather fantastic right now?
It is fantastic.
Time to go ride a bike.
Absolutely. I would think cooler temps are better for bicycle riding.
Cooler temps. I mean, the people coming in the shop right now just are giddy because now they're not going to sweat and they're not going to dehydrate from just being out in the weather and from the summer and the heat. And so they're just excited to get outside and ride their bicycle now.
Yeah. So with milder temps, do you see more people coming into the store to buy or coming into the store to do their annual maintenance?
A little of both.
Okay.
We're seeing people come in with the bike's been sitting all summer long because they're saying it's too hot to go out and ride. And, you know, we're seeing flat tires and we're seeing tune-ups and, you know, just questions about new bikes and e-bikes and, you know, also getting ready for Christmas.
Absolutely. So with it being fall, we have daylight savings time. What should people be thinking about in terms of it's getting darker sooner, riding with apparel that's reflective?
Daylight savings time. Yuck. definitely. Daylight savings time is November 3rd. I don't like that time of year. I like still going home and having some daylight left.
Mm-hmm.
But it means when, you know, we're going home at 5 o'clock at night, 6 o'clock at night, it's dark. And people are still using their bikes to commute. So we want to make sure that we can see them. So like I've talked before, lights and more obnoxious lights. And, you know, as we're us drivers also, we need to be paying more attention to cyclists on the side of the road, especially the first 2-3 weeks of that change. There's a lot more people typically get in accidents because they're not used to that time change yet.
Mm-hmm.
So just be aware.
You know? Yeah.
And also for the cyclists to, you know, try to take the side streets a little bit, you know, if they can, to just for them to be safer and also wear bright clothing.
Absolutely. I know on 9 Mile where I live, 9 Mile is a very busy area.
Busy road,
at least
yeah.
They have a bike lane there.
Yeah.
But you do wonder, well, what other paths could people take to get home safely?
That's true. That's tough.
Yeah. So Christmas is just around the corner. Do you have any suggestions for people that plan to buy a bike for their kids or spouse or themselves?
Yes, buy a bike for your kids, spouse or themselves.
Okay.
Fantastic. No. But definitely, that's time of year. And, you know, a lot of times we get people coming in a day or two before Christmas and freaking out because they need a bike. And sometimes they're like, I'll just take whatever you've got, you know. But if we think ahead a little bit, you know, and start looking for a bike now, for instance, like if you were to come into the shop today, I already have 3 or 4 bikes that are purchased for Christmas that are sitting in a box and they're going to pick them up Christmas Eve. So that big purchase is already checked and less stress for the holidays for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Some people might be inclined to purchase bikes online. I think they can do that through the Trek website as well.
Okay.
But I think there are some benefits to coming in the store and doing it as well.
Definitely. You get it coming through the store. You know, we make sure that we get the bike, the color, the size, and everything that you're needing at that time. We get it shipped in, and we'll house it until Christmas Eve for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you get a bike online, for instance, and it shows up to the shop, we're going to build it right off the bat. And then now you've got... You pick it up, you take it home, and now you got to hide it for a month.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can be your elf.
Nice. That's awesome. So Robbie Mott from Pensacola, from Trek Bicycle, Pensacola is our guest, 850-437-1620, if you have any questions today. For people that do purchase bikes online, do you have the ability to assemble the bikes in store, do the maintenance for those bikes in store?
Yes, we can. You know, we get some people that purchase bikes online, and they come to them in a box, and they open the box up and look at it and close the box back up and say, I have no idea what to do. So we get some phone calls and we get people to bring in their bikes and we'll assemble them. And, you know, then we'll do a 30-day checkup on them also.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, that's also another way. If you find something online that you got to have a certain color, the way it looks, you know, there's all kinds of stuff out there. So.
Yeah. So with the holidays coming up, if people buy, do you have layaway plans for people?
Yes. So layaways, just like, you know, we can be that elf for you. So you come in, purchase it now, figure out the color bike. We'll house it and you can, you know, usually we got like 90 days layaway, you know, so you got 90 days from pretty much now until Christmas to pay it off.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. So if people are walking through your door, they're looking for a bike, what is your process of making sure that they're finding the right bike for their child or for themselves?
A lot of times this time of year, it's that gift. So we're looking at, it's a little more difficult because we don't have that person right there to get the correct size or, you know, interview them and find out exactly what they're looking for. But, you know, ideally if we can get their inseam length, basically what size pants they wear, the length of the legs and how tall they are will give us a good idea of what size bike. Also, sometimes the age of the child helps. But we've been seeing, you know, some 7-8 year olds that we've been putting on almost full size bikes because they're, you know, almost 4 foot tall, 4.5 mm-hmm. foot tall. So, you know, that's also going to help as, you know, their age, their height, and their inseam.
Absolutely. So I know one of the things that I think your store is really focused on is getting more kids involved in riding and kind of combating child obesity through that.
Yes.
So can you talk to me a little bit about that initiative?
So there's, unfortunately, there isn't too many things here in Pensacola that have really spun off as in child, you know, child riding or outside stuff with bicycles. The two that I know I've been helping out with for years now is we just had it a couple weeks ago, is the Santa Rosa Island triathlon for kids, the Sea Turtle Triathlon that happened at past Pensacola Beach. They closed off the roads. And they got to swim, bike, and run. Fantastic event. That's always great. And then they also have one in the springtime, pretty much back when the time changes, back to daylight savings time, or getting out of daylight savings time, they have a duathlon for kids. So it's a run, bike, run. Mm. That is also another fantastic event. And they got kids, I think, from 6 years old up to 15.
Oh, wonderful.
So, but we're also talking about, you know, the kids riding bikes. You know, we're working with the city right now a little bit to try to put together a bicycle program to teach, you know, the rules of the road and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right now, and it's in its infancy stage.
Yeah.
So
speaking of that, there's a text asking if there's any kids bike clinics around the area.
Not that I know of. I know the school district has bikes. Escambia County School District has bikes, and they do some of the stuff in the schools, but I'm not sure what the program is and what schools they do it at in the time.
Okay. Is the city putting something together with
that? So the cities, we're trying to put something together for adults right now. And that's something that I can also bring up is, you know, can we do something for kids?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Last time you were here, it's a question we didn't get to. It was from a military family that just moved to the area. They wanted to know if there was any like youth groups for bicycle riders.
There isn't. The only thing, like I said, is the triathlon they have back, you know, in October. It just happened. And the duathlon. Mm-hmm. In the springtime.
Absolutely. So with Christmas around the corner, is there anything else that families need to be aware of as it relates to Trek and maybe thinking about a bike for Christmas?
Just sometimes if you're buying bikes in a box store, mm-hmm. just be careful of what you get. You know, not to put down anything you buy in a box store, but the person that puts together the bike is the same person that's putting together the grills, putting together the workout equipment, and everything else in the shop. So they're not trained in building bikes, adjusting bikes. So sometimes they're not put together correctly.
Okay, wonderful. And I know that people can also stop in the store and kind of do like a test drive.
Yes, definitely. Test drives are, take us all out for a test ride in the shop. So please come by and go for a ride and take us all out for a ride.
All right. Another question on the text line. By the way, if you have any questions today, 850-437-1620. Are there e-bikes for kids?
That's funny. I have that down here for a question. I do not. That's been a question that's been coming to the store more frequently. I do not have a e-bike for children.
Mm.
You know, I've had customers come in talking about, I'm looking for an e-bike for my 9-year-old. And I cringe because I'm looking at my kids and do I want to put them on an e-bike that's going to go 20 miles an hour? That the bike weighs 65, 70 pounds. Not really, but that's up to each individual person.
Mm-hmm.
But I do not know of any e-bike for a child.
Okay.
You know, I haven't seen anything even roll into the store. But, you know, it's a bicycle. I remember riding a bicycle as a kid, pedaling. Mm-hmm. that's what I'd want to do. But
yeah,
you know, the other one is, you know, the e-bikes for kids, and also, you know, even getting into 12, 13 year olds. I haven't really seen much, you know, depending on their height and, you know, their height, their ability to ride a bicycle, and, you know, where they're going to go with it.
Mm-hmm. I was driving to my kid's school the other day to pick her up, and I actually noticed the bike rack for the first time, probably because of my many conversations with you, and was thinking about that. So is there a way to keep bikes, what's your, I guess, ideal way to keep bikes safe when they're on the rack at school or somewhere else?
Hopefully the bike rack is someplace in the school property that they can have somebody watching it, or they can see it so it's not outside the school grounds.
Mm-hmm.
But just, you know, a good lock. You know, we've talked about locks before. If you're going to have at a bike rack a U-lock, it's going to keep the bike a lot safer, because you're going to have heavier equipment to cut that lock and make a lot more noise.
Mm-hmm.
A cable lock works well for keeping the honest person honest, as we say. But if a pair of bolt cutters will actually cut that off quick and easy.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But yeah, a U-lock for the most part.
Okay. Let's talk about e-bikes a little bit more. So I guess an e-bike, explain that for people who maybe are just used to standard bikes and they're like, what is an e-bike? So let's start there.
You have pedal assist e-bikes and you have throttle assist e-bikes, you know, class one, class two, and class three. The biggest thing is the pedal assist e-bike is you're going to have to pedal the bike to get the motor to work. And so you still have to ride the bike. You still have to pedal the bike. People think it's cheating. You're not getting any exercise. And I believe different. I've seen and heard different stories from people that, you know, they went from riding just in their neighborhood to now riding 20 miles because they're able to.
Okay.
So yeah.
Wonderful. Batteries, how long does it take to charge and how far can they go?
Batteries, you're going to charge from an empty battery, you're looking 4 to 6 hours depending on the manufacturer. You know, with the charging batteries, you want to make sure you charge it and unplug it right after it's done charging. You don't want to leave it plugged in overnight.
Mm-hmm.
That's when they're finding more fires and stuff with some of these inexpensive, cheaper batteries and cheaper bikes are finding that are catching on fire just because they're being overcharged.
Mm-hmm. Rain is a possibility. Rain. Are the batteries safe against the rain?
Safe against the rain. They're sealed, but I wouldn't want to submerge it like a EV during the hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And have to bury the bike and, you know, to put the fire out. No, I don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But
do the lights on the bike work if the battery's dead?
No, because everything is charged off the battery. Most e-bikes are going to be charged off the battery when it's dead. You know, if you have lights that you're going to strap on the bike that have also lithium ion batteries, typically, you know, they're going to work if they're not submerged.
Mm. Now, I understand. I think people can bring their old batteries to you for recycling.
I do not have a recycling at the shop.
Oh, okay.
So a lot of times the batteries that I get, I take them to Lowe's or Home. I think that's Lowe's that has the lithium ion recycling. I just don't want the ticking time bomb in the shop.
Okay. Understood. How long? We have a question on the text line here. How long does it take to order a special order bike through the store and it be delivered? And also, is it extra to assemble on arrival?
If it's bought through trekbikes.com or it's bought through the shop, there's no extra charge to build the bike if it's a Trek bike. Typically, we do a bike order once or every 1 or 2 weeks, depending on the time of year.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it takes about 4 days when the order gets dropped.
Okay.
So it would be, you know, 1 to 2 weeks at the most. If it's available, we're still having availability problems on some things and some colors and different bikes are, you know, pushed out till the first of the year. So if you're, like I said, looking at a certain color online or you see it,
mm-hmm.
I would want to, you know, put my hands on one now so we have it for the holiday season.
Yeah, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but are there colors that are kind of high in demand right now that you're seeing that you're having trouble with them?
One bike, I looked up a kid's bike, you know, was a pink 20-inch bike. You know, I was looking at early December for the availability of that bike.
Mm.
So, you know, I got a couple on back order right now, but if that's one that you wanted you know, I'd want to get your name on a back order for that. So we're almost hopefully guaranteed to have it by Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely. Another question on the text line for you. Does leisurely pedaling on a standard bike burn a lot of calories?
That'd be a question for my wife.
Any exercise is going to burn some calories, right?
Any exercise is going to burn some calories. Yeah. The biggest thing is getting out and moving. You know, if that leisurely ride, it's going to burn calories because it's like walking. You're going to go out and walk for an hour. You're going to go out and ride the bike for an hour. You're moving, you're exercising, you're getting out and, you know, basically enjoying what you're doing. And, you know, it's a little bit of exercise for sure.
Mm-hmm. I would guess you can kind of touch on it. Duration is part of that, too.
Duration, correct.
Yeah. And another question on the text line. Love it, guys. 850-437-1620 if you have any questions for Robbie Mott from Trek Bicycle of Pensacola. Can I get insurance on a bike to cover for theft?
I haven't thought about that one, but that is a great question. Yes, you can. I've had people, they're buying $10,000 bikes. You know, they got their expensive e-bikes now, and they're getting more and more. To get a rider on your homeowner's insurance, that's completely separate from your homeowner's insurance. So you can be canceled, you can claim on it, and it doesn't have to do anything with your homeowner's insurance is one way to do it. There are some other companies out there that just insure bicycles. I looked into that years back, and unfortunately I can't do anything with that because I have to have a license in the state of Florida to write insurance policies. Mm-hmm. So, but there are companies that you could go to, you know, in other states you can go to the bike shop and there are people that you can write a, you know, policy for your e-bike or road bike or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But there are companies out there that can write policies for your e-bike, your road bike, your mountain bike that cover theft, that cover vandalism. You lose it on the side of the road, jump, comes off the bike rack,
mm-hmm.
something like that.
Going back to the e-bike discussion, talk to me a little bit about the walking assist feature.
Oh, the walk assist. So some bikes have a walk assist, which means it will, as you're pushing the bike, let's say something happens where you want to walk up the 3 mile bridge. And you can push the walk assist will actually help you. It'll actually propel itself a little bit up the hill instead of you having to push the whole weight of the bike up the hill.
Mm, nice. Are there bike apps out there for the e-bikes?
The bike what?
Bike apps.
There are bike apps. You know, Strava's one, Wahoo's one, Trek's got an app. So there's an app for everything now, it seems like.
Okay. And I would guess that you also service the e-bikes at your store as well.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Do you have any, tips for safe e-biking?
Safe e-biking? Well,
Go too fast.
The mechanics of the bike first. Make sure you have the correct inflation in the tires. Make sure nothing's loose. Make sure the handlebars are tight for any mechanical issues. And just ride under your control. So if it feels too fast, slow down.
Mm-hmm.
Because they do, 20 to 28 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And faster in some of them. So
let's talk about some of the mountain bike options that you have. Introduce us to those.
Mountain bikes. Here we have some trails at UWF, which are fantastic to ride. So mm-hmm. if you're getting into that sport, there's, everything from an entry level bike that, if you want to start on the sport, or if you're looking to get a full suspension that you want a little bit more cushion, especially as we get older, the full suspension bikes just don't beat her body up as much.
Mm-hmm.
But you have everything for that. Or if you want to go and travel, we get a lot of military here that's, are here for a short time and they travel, to California where they have much bigger hills, much bigger descents, much bigger drops. So you're looking for a different bike to do that.
Mm-hmm. And I would guess that's the application of how they're going to use the bike is huge for that. Are they going to be on a smooth trail or are they going to have something that's a little bit more rugged? And then that makes a difference whether they go with the rigid or the hardtail or full suspension.
Yep.
Yeah.
So basically that interview process to find out exactly how they're going to ride and what they want to do with the bike.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people take a mountain bike and ride it on the street, and enjoy that, that ruggedness and, having the suspension. So it's a little bit easier to going over curbs and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Another question on the text line. Can motors be replaced on an e-bike?
They can. It just all depends on the manufacturer.
Okay.
And how old the e-bike is, if they even still make that motor.
Mm. Okay. Talk to me a little bit about the shop ride events that you host.
So the ride events, we don't have any leaving the shop, but there are the West Florida Wheelmen. Mm. They pretty much have a bike ride almost every day, it seems like. So if you go to the West Florida Wheelmen website, you can check out what their riding schedule is there.
Okay, perfect. Does Trek also offer service packages for people?
We do. We have a full service package for any type of tune-ups that you need. Everything from some basic adjustments to completely rebuilding your bike from ground up. Completely tear it down and replace everything that needs to be replaced.
Okay, nice. Let's talk a little bit about the, because we're kind of talking about mountain bikes, et cetera. Let's talk about the fat bike and the plus bikes.
The fat bikes and the plus bikes. So we're talking tire size.
Okay.
You know, wider tires. A lot of the fat bikes are going to have a 4+ inch wide tire, which we don't see too many down here because it's a big bike and it's a heavy bike to push through the sand, we'll say. Mm-hmm. And if you ever tried to ride a bike out here in the sand, you know you're not going to go very far.
Yeah.
And a lot of the fat bikes that, you know, I've seen have always been used for more of the snow, or some of the people like to use them when it's really muddy conditions, and turkey hunting is a good one that they use the fat bikes for, and the e-bikes that are fat bikes. So they get deeper out into the woods so they can, you know, not disturb any of the wildlife, and it's easier to find the turkey.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. I never would have thought of a bike going out into the woods for that.
Yeah. So. That's getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah, nice. Are there, this is from the text line, are there any three-wheeler e-bikes?
There are. We have one in the shop that can be converted with a motor. So they do have different kits and things that you can make a three-wheeler and e-bike.
Okay. With it being fall, and kind of going back to the maintenance thing, is there anything that bike owners should be doing right now in terms of taking care of their bikes?
Maintenance on the bikes this time of year. If it's been sitting for a while, definitely air pressure in the tires because the air temperature has dropped. So we're going to lose air pressure in the tires. A lot of time people will bring their bikes in, tell us that we have flat tires, and we ask them how long it's been since they've aired their tires up, and it's been 6 months. 9 times out of 10, it's just losing air from the air, the just being, you know, in the garage. Because they're not like a car tire. They're gonna lose air over time. Mm-hmm. So air up the tires every time you ride the bike to the proper air inflation. And that's just like a car tire. It's going to tell you on the side of the tire. And I usually bounce your bike. You drop it about 2 inches off the ground, and you listen for any type of rattles. If you hear any type of rattles or it just doesn't feel right, look to see what's going on with the bike, because it could be a loose wheel, it could be a quick release, or the axle's not tight. So there's just a couple things you want to address before you go out and ride the bike.
Okay. We have about a minute left. Is there anything else that we didn't cover today that you wanted to make sure you got out there?
Since we were talking about maintenance, and we're also talking about lights and the time change, I've always stressed lights. So the first 3 people that come into the shop that mention this radio, you know, ad we're doing right now, to bring their bike in for repairs or looking at getting a new bike, and I'll throw in some lights for you.